Chinese Media, America's Bare-Knuckled Assault on Trade Truly Agonizing for the World. By Francis Martel on June 10, 2019. The People's Daily, the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party, lamented U.S. global economic leadership in a column Monday as truly agonizing for the world, warning that following America's lead will lead to ruin for innocent economies. The column also threatened U.S. allies and referred to the Trump administration as a roaring and increasingly destructive force. It is truly agonizing for the world to see a spreading of trade battlefields enveloping more innocent economies, because it will ruin the anemic global growth significantly, which relies on smooth trade and cooperation. And the cohesion of world trade we saw before 2017 is being muffled and clutched by an increasingly intrusive paw and hoof, the Chinese Communist publication asserted. It expressed particular outrage with the Trump administration highlighting the serious national security threats posed by the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. U.S. officials believe significant evidence exists that Huawei installs backdoors in much of its hardware that allows it access to information and communications conducted on their telephones and other technology, which in turn acts as a tool of espionage for the Chinese communist regime. Huawei has vehemently denied the allegations, and the Chinese regime has accused the United States of making false claims to keep Huawei from competing on fair ground. For China and Chinese people, we have to stand firm and united and give our strongest support to help Huawei blunt the savage attack of the U.S. government, because it makes the world's best 5G, cloud and AI technologies, and the company has vowed to innovate more high-tech to benefit humankind, the People's Daily asserted on Sunday. The newspaper went on to claim that the Trump administration's awareness campaign to encourage allies not to do business with Huawei has failed. Till today, we have found that only a couple of U.S. allies in the world are following Washington's bare-knuckled assault to kill the Chinese high-tech company. Chinese people know who they are. It concluded by warning of a potential embargo on rare earths, minerals necessary in many advanced technology items, and a call to continue expanding the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, China's plan to dominate all major global transportation infrastructure. Elsewhere in Chinese state media, the attacks on America continued. What the U.S. doesn't want to see is the rise of other countries, the People's Daily proclaimed in another article Monday. In order to maintain its leadership and dominance in the world, it even made groundless accusations to suppress the technology enterprises of other countries, in a bid to win more space and time for U.S. companies to take over the global high-tech market and keep monopoly in the international labor division. By interfering with the regular operation of the market, abusing national security, and politicizing certain issues, the U.S. is aiming at nothing but getting a bigger cake and more profits in the market. Reciprocity never exists in such rude and arbitrary practices, it asserted. Similarly, the Global Times, another government newspaper, warned on Sunday of an alleged American plot to take over the entire Indo-Pacific region. The Indo-Pacific region is seen as a priority theater by both the Pentagon and senior officials of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, the newspaper claimed. They are quite blunt about the possibility of a potential armed conflict with China, emphasizing that the U.S. is not afraid of the cost of violent conflicts. Washington, it continued, is militarizing the region, speculating that Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was trying to act tough to keep the job. While the Pentagon has increased the number of Freedom of Navigation operations, FUNOPS, in the region, that has been a response to China militarizing territory belonging to the Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan in the South China Sea, flagrantly defying an international legal tribunal that bans it from those exclusive economic zones. Chinese government media routinely publishes columns condemning the United States as a belligerent hegemon bent on stopping the inevitable rise of superior China. Publications like the People's Daily and Global Times regularly condemn America as having an inferior culture, existing in a state of chaos, and imposing an unpopular commitment to human rights on the world. In contrast, state media celebrates crimes against humanity like the Tiananmen Square massacre as necessary for peace and harmony. President Donald Trump often appears as the main agent propagating this supposed chaos, particularly in Asia, where China has grown increasingly unpopular as it continues to attempt to steal neighbors' land and impose its laws. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.